Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today it is just me, and I am joined by Catherine Giugicello. Wait, oh my God, how do I even say your original last name?
Nobody
Giudice?
Knows.
Giudice? Are you glad that it's gone?
Italian?
Yeah, I know, but
well, it's actually not gone.
Okay, it's not gone. So have you changed your name for real, or you just go by Lo?
No,
is that a secret?
I, So sometimes I know, and he actually this year he wants me to finally give him my give trade it out.
So why is that this year? Because my plan is maybe when the kids start going to school, and I know that Samuel, your oldest, is starting, is it kindergarten or first grade?
He's kindergarten.
Oh my gosh.
You're right.
So kindergarten. So what's, is that why? Is it because like we're becoming like official in the school stuff? Yeah.
Finally. No, yeah. He's tired of me saying, oh, I'm Jujitsu. But anyways, it's fine.
Are you attached?
I am. Gosh,
me Aren't too. You? Yes.
I mean, it's a little bit more flavor than they have. So
that's because exactly. Because you and I are going from Italian cool last names to like very like blah, like Low and Hayden.
So now I'm Catherine Low. I am white.
Low. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I don't know when I'll do it, but I'll do it. But I have so many questions about motherhood and wifehood, marriage, that I have a whole different like life now than when we last had you on the show. I was a wife when you were on the show, but like being a mom and a wife, like it's totally different. So first question is, do you and Sean have similar parenting styles? And when is the time to kind of go about those conversations? I guess like right away, right?
Well, I don't even know what you would have a conversation about before you actually parent them, because
right?
When you're doing it, it is very different. Things that happen organically, we are definitely very, very similar
okay.
in how it actually plays out. So neither one of us are very planned people. We're kind of lax in general. And so I think that kind of goes into our parenting styles. So we couldn't have a conversation about it before we had kids. We had no idea what to expect. So yeah. And now we're totally the same. We love to be together as a family. And that's like our number one priority. And that makes it nice for both of us to have that same goal.
So when you're in my position, you had 7-month-olds. You've done it 3 times, so I need advice from you. And I know that there's a lot of young moms and moms-to-be that listen to this podcast, so I don't think this is just pertaining to me. Strict scheduling with a baby? Like, how do you do a life and have scheduling for a baby? And I mean, doing it 3 times. Sleep training? Like, I'm very bad at all of this.
Well, I think that every family is so different and their schedule is different and their goals are different. There's a lot of, and I love to just respect what other people want to do, because every family is different. So if you want, as a mom, if you want to go out to dinner, bring the baby and have them sleep during that time, that is totally up to you. You have the instincts for your child. I totally think that you should just trust what you know. And you know if your baby can handle something or not. You can test it out. You can have amnesia and try it out again. I mean,
that's every day for me. Time. Every day I have a regained spirit of hope that like it's going to be I'm going to do the same thing and it's going to be different. Right. But then again, that's also known as what is it? Just being stupid.
Well, my sister-in-law told me something that was really profound that I still like to say is it's their first time too. So they don't know any different. They know what they know from you. And I think mostly in any of the scheduling and any of the parenting things, they mostly read your energy and that's how they're going to kind of react. Mm-hmm. So if you're chill and you go out to dinner and you want to take them to dinner, hold them and do the same kinds of things. I think they're going to read more of your energy and like if you're settled and at peace than if they're going to bed. But I feel like people know their schedule. They know their comfortability level. So I think trying stuff out and seeing what works for your family is the best way to go about it.
Gotcha. That's my advice. Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you for that advice. And then on the marriage front, you did this with Sean. So now I'm really curious. And I feel like a lot of people have to do this. I get this in my questions a lot. You moved to his home town, right? And why was that? And how did you deal with it?
Well, honestly, he had a very solid family situation here. I grew up next door to 5 cousins, uncle, auntie, and grandma.
So doesn't that make you sad that you're away from that?
but they aren't in the same place anymore. Okay. My sister lives in France. My other sister lives in Oakland. My dad lives in Mexico. So like they're all kind of disjointed. So okay. The only way I could try to recreate that is to stay here.
Gotcha. Okay. I like that. Yeah. That's nice. All right. I know you guys can't see Catherine, but she looks stunning. And I have to say, I look probably better than the fact that I'm getting 4 to 5 hours a night of sleep. And it's because of L'Occitane. I'm obsessed with L'Occitane. I love like so many of their products, from their almond shower serum oil. Oh, it's so good. To just their hand wash, their classic hand cream, which is so beyond hydrating. I'm obsessed. But the stuff that I've been using at night to make me honestly look like not that bad for being a really tired mom is the Immortelle Overnight Reset Face Serum and the Immortelle Overnight Reset Eye Serum. So the eye serum, it depuffs under the eyes. It reduces dark circles. It smooths fine lines. And truly, guys, I'm looking at like my dark circles, not bad. I wouldn't even say that they're really there. And then like it's not puffy. You'd think that I'd wake up with puffy eyes with this little sleep, but no. And then the Immortelle Face Reset Serum also smooths fine lines, leaves your skin looking really radiant, which I feel like my skin has looked honestly never looked better, which is super weird given the circumstances, but it looks good. It looks like I've had a good night's sleep even when I have it. And then their Divine Cream, it's great for creating a brighter, more even skin tone, younger looking skin, and it's gentler on your skin than retinol. And I know this from experience. I do use retinol. I alternate nights, and the Immortelle Divine Cream is effective and gentle. And one last thing that I love about L'Occitane that I just have to mention is their commitment to nature. They've been sustainably sourcing their ingredients since the beginnings of their company. So I know that I'm taking care of nature as I'm taking care of my skin. I've stopped chasing after different kinds of skincare products, thousands of them, because L'Occitane has everything that I need. I invite you guys to try it too and get started. Here's $20 off your purchase of $75 or more, plus free shipping. It's the code podcast. So code podcast, you can get $20 off your purchase of $75+ and free shipping. You go to L'Occitane.com and use code podcast. It's a really hard spelling, so listen carefully. L'Occitane, L'Occitane.com, promo code podcast. What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short. And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
And now we have to talk about, you know, this really cool big thing that you're doing. You're teaming up with Lysol to talk about healthy schools. It is their initiative here for healthy schools. It's a program designed to help welcome children back to clean, disinfected classrooms while enabling students to learn and thrive in an educational environment. So I guess this is the first full year that a lot of kids will be going back to in-person learning. Right. Did you have to deal with any of that remote learning for your kids? Because, I mean, you got youngies. Youngies.
Yeah.
That's a new word for me.
I did. Yeah. We didn't really. We were very blessed to not have been affected. But now going back into school, knowing that we can trust that they're going to thrive together. I mean, they love being together. My kids love to be with their siblings. But it's a totally different dynamic when you're with kids that are your age, learning the same thing, going through life together. And Lysol with the Here for Healthy Schools initiative is so, it's such a strong campaign because parents and educators all want the same thing for their child, is to learn and thrive at school together. And so what Lysol is doing is making sure that it's a clean environment, a safe environment for the kids to go and for the parents to trust that they're sending them to go learn and not to go be scared.
Mm-hmm. They're also doing this really cool thing on YouTube. It's a series called Little Big Talk. And they put kids in a room together and it's not really led by an adult. The kids just carry on these conversations. I guess they're given a topic or led into a conversation and the kids just talk to each other.
Maybe. Or they just, yeah.
Or, yeah, who knows? It's really adorable.
You're gonna cry when you watch it.
Yeah.
Because you cry. I cry. I cry and you cry. We cry.
Yeah.
It is so cute. It's YouTube. It's so cute watching these kids. I just started cafeteria duty at my kids' kindergarten, and it's just so fun to watch them have authentic conversations with their friends. I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking about silly stuff that kids should be talking about, and we're making sure that the lunch table is clean and they're just being their authentic selves and talking.
Aw, it's so cute. Can you give examples of a couple of conversations that are already up on their YouTube?
I think someone talked about like a ghost, like something creaked in the background and there was like, oh, was that a ghost? It's just cute, innocent moments of these kids saying what they ate for lunch and what are they doing after school. And there's this one girl who's gabbing about herself and all the other kids are laughing because she won't let anyone else talk. It's just innocent moments that if you have parents of young children that are of talking age, you can understand that that's really how they act. And that's what they want to do, is not have a parent be listening or a teacher be listening in on their conversation. And they're just really sweet, innocent conversations. They're so cute.
And yet at the same time, they seem so adult. I'm like, how are these kids so articulate?
I know.
Like so in touch with everything. There was this one that was about like talking about when they feel most confident or something like that. It was really adorable, guys. So it's on Lysol's YouTube. Yeah, all right. So I have to ask more personal questions as far as like mothering and stuff. How do you possibly have a second child? how at that point, like, do you go, and I would like to add more chaos to my life?
You'll get over the hump. Don't worry.
Is there a hump?
And then just like, yes. Well, I feel like, so for us, 7 months was probably the time where it was the transitioning time.
Okay.
We did sleep training until 7 months. They were out of our room at 7 months.
Like okay.
7 and a half, 8 months is when they were in their own room. Mm-hmm. And so that was a totally different chapter in parenting. And then for, you know, 4 months, whatever, we got sleep and we're like, wow, we could, because the love that you get from this child and like you and your partner get to witness and experience is so wonderful and overwhelming when you get sleep and you're not like completely zombie. You get like 4 hours of sleep instead of 2 hours of sleep. You decide, oh, let's do this again.
Oh yeah, 1000%. We're going through something right now. It's been 2 straight months of him waking up every 3-ish hours. He's waking up with a lot of gas too. Like he's like throwing his legs up in the air and it's like tooting and a really hard belly. Anyway, we're trying to figure things out. But it is definitely difficult now. But of course we're going to have another one. That's the thing. It's like, of course. And you need that. Jared's like, are you kidding? Like Jared wants to have like that family of four. But he also is like, how in the world are we going to do it? We can't do it now. Do you find it easier? So your kids are like kind of like two years apart all the way through, two and a half years apart, which is, I think, the perfect age difference. Yeah. Is it easier when like the kid starts to be able to communicate and walk and all that stuff to be able to add to the family?
Yeah. I mean, you get to have this really, I feel like 7 months when you get to have Irish twins, that's really overwhelming and you can't really fully be present in the magic that is a one child.
Yeah.
Because I remember one of my favorite trips I ever took was in New York with Samuel, and he wasn't yet a year. And it was the best. He was my best buddy. We spent like 13 days just exploring the city together. And I still got to do what I wanted to do. But you kind of, it's a very special time. And I think right after his 1 year is when we started to decide to have a second child. But you still have those time. You still have those moments for 9 more months.
Yeah.
So I think siblings are so special. I have really great sisters, and I'm so grateful to have sisters. And I'm very blessed to be able to give my children siblings.
Speaking of siblings, I hear that you're interested in adopting. Is this something we're going to be doing? Or, I mean, obviously you're not going to confirm here, but is that on your goal list for the near future?
I think so. Right when I met Sean Lowe and I met his family, he was very interested in adopting, and I'm open to it for sure. I think it's such a commitment, and something that you have to be fully 100% on board with. So we're researching it. We're exploring. We love our family right now. I love biologically giving birth and having the breastfeeding. I love it.
You love biologically giving birth? That is a special thing to say.
I like having baby. I like to be pregnant. I like the breastfeeding stage. I love infant stage.
Can we trade bodies next time for me? Like, you want to be my surrogate?
I actually did look into being a surrogate, really? But I can't because I had C-section.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's how much I do enjoy being pregnant and having babies. But, you know, our family is really perfect right now. So we're gonna continue to learn and explore that very beautiful commitment of adoption. But right now it's a lot of chaos over here.
Oh, I feel you. I feel you.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-3535 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Isn't it weird the way that we both have kids that are like blue-eyed and blondish haired? Like, I know, I understand.
I am nanny out there.
Yeah, that's what I joke with too. My mom is like, people are gonna think that you're the nanny, because I understand genetically how he got blue eyes. Does your family have any background of blue eyes?
My dad. My dad was blonde and like green eyes growing up. But Sean Lowe's genes are strong.
I guess so.
I was like, I'm going to have a brown baby. Nope. No brown baby over here.
I got one out of two. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I noticed.
The next one will be brown.
Probably. The next one's definitely going to be probably what I imagined looking like. I'm like, Dawson is absolutely insane, like out of this world beautiful. But I'm like, I know that next time your sibling is going to have to be, it's going to be brown, and the sibling is going to be jealous of all your blue eyes for the rest of its life. Anyway, and then we want to ask a question on behalf of Ben and Jess. What do you, was there a time that you and Sean were like, okay, it's now, we're going to have kids now. We feel settled and ready for the next chapter. Or do you think that people never really feel ready or are prepared for it?
I don't think that people even know what to prepare for unless you're like really a nanny, mm-hmm. or like something in the childcare realm. We all three of them were surprises. Like, it,
really?
In the fact that like, okay, maybe we'll start trying, or, you know, but I think having, again, family planning is such a subjective thing that whatever makes sense for the couple and make, you know, if they don't ever want to have kids, whatever. If they want to have kids before they get married, or if they want to have kids when they're, you know, like at their honeymoon. And I feel like it's such a subjective thing that you just have to be on the same page as your partner. That's mm-hmm. it. Because it's your life that will be changed. And you have to make sure that that person is going to be there, because you need, partners are so important when you have young children. I couldn't have done it without Sean Lowe.
I love the way that you refer to him as Sean Lowe.
I know. I'm sorry. It's either that or daddy. So.
It is hilarious. Do you call him like when you're calling him around the house? Sean Lowe.
Daddy. And then if I'm like introducing Sean Lowe, yeah.
That's I think it's hilarious. And I love it.
One syllable is weird.
Yes.
I don't know. Sean seems too like
short.
Foreign, I don't know. Foreign to me. Yeah, but it just seems like too casual. I don't know. It's weird. Now it's formal with Sean Lowe.
It's absolutely hilarious and I love it. Do you ever get tired of talking about mommy stuff? Because I do feel like Yeah, it's definitely like one of those things that once you are a mom, your whole life revolves around the child, that it's nice to talk to other people about it, because
it's new. You like want to just find that commonality.
You're not annoying them. I have friends that don't have kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm annoying them when I talk about my kids.
Same.
So, yes, it's easy to talk to other moms, especially in similar stages of life, because I mean, it's your life. It's a huge part of your life. And so I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, and I'm never tired of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice, because I'm sure you're interviewed about it all the time. Do people still talk to you about the franchise whenever you see them? Do you feel an obligation to keep up with it?
I do, but I also just enjoy it. I think what they've created has consistently evolved to keep up with what the viewers want. And I appreciate what they do. It's really entertaining television. That and Paradise, I really just enjoy it. You know, it is a commitment. And I never watched it before I was on it, but I definitely support them still, because I think I kind of want to still be in the family. And if somebody, you know, needs me to help them, because like I helped some people during Dancing with the Stars, because it's a very challenging time.
Yeah. Because
for a partner,
he did it while you were together. And a lot of times those relationships don't work.
Yeah.
So,
I like to kind of keep up, so that if somebody needs me, and it's just entertaining.
Would you give a Gabby, like, are you assuming that Gabby is with somebody now that she's doing Dancing with the Stars? Or do you think that she's not with somebody because she's doing Dancing with the Stars?
That's a good question. I was thinking maybe she's not.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think that the show really wants them.
Exactly.
Like The Bachelor wants them to do it. I think they discourage them. But Caitlin did it.
But Caitlin did it years later, you know?
Oh, she did. Yeah, because she finally got to do it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know though, because Gabby's really popular, and maybe they're going to try again.
Yeah.
Maybe actually gets amnesia.
I know.
Well, it could be with a girl as that instead of the guy.
Yeah. Well, okay. But before I let you go, I gotta know, what are your final predictions for this season? Who are the girls ending up with anybody or not? In as a whole, and how was your take on the two bachelorettes?
It was a challenge. I think for all around, everybody kind of knew it was going to be a challenging season, a different one, unprecedented one. And I think they handled it well. Jesse's doing a great job. I hope that they end up with people. I love Eric for Gabby. I don't know for Rachel. I really don't know. But I'm excited to see. I think Rachel seems like somebody who is going to be in it for the long haul. Same with Gabby. But I've just been really enjoying watching the season, and I support them. It had to have been so tough to be in that position, especially during the early weeks of the guys kind of taking control.
Yeah.
So I know it was definitely a hard watch to watch the girls feel not in the lead in that. But yeah, it was good to watch, and I support them, whatever they choose to do.
All right. Well, Catherine, I could continue talking to you over and over for hours, because I want to know how you can look so cute and have three kids, and like how your house can look all cute and all that stuff. But I have to let you go right now. Again, guys, Catherine is teaming up with Lysol for their Here for Healthy Schools initiative to keep schools nice and clean. And you can check out their YouTube series, which is Little Big Talk. Catherine, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening.
Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.